commencement of programmes from Uptown Radio.
Yes, it is.
We're on the air for the next 3 hours on 94.4 MHz FM in glorious stereo to West London and the surrounding area.
Sensational. And welcome to Europe's most listened to radio programme. Well, okay, maybe Tony Blackburn has a few more, but not many. Not many. Coffee's got bits in it. I mean, these sort of things are important. Bad news. Anyway, it's a Clash from Give 'Em Enough Rope, and a song dedicated to the Operation Julie exercise school. Julie's been working for the drug squad, on which I shall not comment even in the slightest. Well, welcome to Abigail's Party, a programme that goes from A to B by the longest possible route, the only radio programme that has subtitles for the hard of hearing, because broadcasting on 94.4 stereo VHF to London and the suburbs, this is Uptown Radio.
Terry Anderson.
That's the ticket. Make mine a return, yes. Uptown Radio, where music is the message. But if you're not wearing a beret, you aren't allowed through the front door these days. As this is Abigail's Party, we must say hello to Lawrence and Beverly and Tony and Angie down the road. But let me tell you that after this load of old tripe, we feature Bob Earl. Yes, the man who's so mean that he turns the windscreen wipers off every time he drives under a bridge. With, as usual, Carl Bolligay kind of parody, scripted as always by P.L. Agarist, sifting through the dregs and plumbing the depths of bad taste. And following young debonair beret-wearing Bob Earl at about 9 o'clock-ish, is a programme more interesting than the memoirs of a tree surgeon. Yes, Andy Peebles sound-alike. Lord Topper Lindsay. Got lots of dedications over the next hour and lots of good music. I'll tell you what we've got in a minute, but this is Hall & Oates and Running From Paradise. Originally on an album called Ecstatic, and from 1979, that's the 12-inch disco mix of Hall & Oates' Running From Paradise. Well, although this is Abigail's party, we have no Demis Roussos tonight. But we do have music from Velvet Underground, a track from the new album by Echo and the Bunnymen, which is excellent, UB40. And this is quite interesting too, Julian Cope solo tracks apart from Teardrop Explodes. Also, we got lots of dedications, and thanks to everybody who phoned us last Sunday for a dedication on our special broadcast last Bank Holiday Monday. I don't think we could actually have got any more calls in than we did, but if you did try and couldn't get through, or if you just fancy getting us to say hello to yourself and your friends next week on the programme between 7 and 10, you can always write to us at our mailing address, and our mailing address is Uptown Radio, care of 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey. And if you write to us, we'll say hello to you on any particular programme that you choose. Yes, it's up to you on any of the programmes next week. Here's the first track from Julian Cope. Julian Cope is leader and writes most of the songs, and is also the singer with Teardrop Explodes, in case you didn't know. This is him on his own with a song that was originally done by John Cale, and it's called I'm Not the Loving Kind.
When my lady passes me by, I lose the love that I thought I had as mine. Send me please no words of regrets, 'cause I am not the loving kind. Day by day
perhaps, but that's absolutely marvellous. Julian Cope, and I'm Not the Loving Kind. I'd like to play that actually for Bob Earl lookalike Richard Skinner, the oldest teenager in the business, who gave us a plug actually during the week on Radio 1. I hope you don't lose your job over that, Richard. But there's always a job for you here, young Mr. Skinner. We need a tea boy. Actually, I must tell you, I really didn't almost make it here for 7 o'clock because I was outside feeding our guard dogs. Our guard dogs, Brute and Savage, of course. And I was out feeding them raw meat, old disc jockeys. But actually, I'm very fond of animals. I don't know about you, but I bought a penguin this week. I was going to buy a cat, actually, but our house is rather damp. Mind you, I've had no trouble from fish since I got him. Actually, it's good fun keeping pets, but of course, sometimes things can go wrong.
Meanwhile, here's Jeremy Burke with a new series of Tiger Club.
Tiger Club, introduced by Jeremy Burke.
Good evening. One of the main problems in keeping a Siberian tiger in an ordinary suburban...
Ah! Oh, Christ, there's a wasp in here!
I'm here!
And we are quick! Oh, 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 get from the tiger! Oh, 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 shit!
Well, Tiger Club was introduced by...
Ah!
Underground with Nico and I'm waiting for my man. No, I'm not. Silly not to, really. If ever you go to Iran, is this relevant or what? If ever you go to Iran, actually, don't get caught shoplifting because I read that in The Guardian. The fingers of three thieves have been chopped off on the orders of the Islamic Revolutionary Court in the southern Iranian city of Shiraz. And Tehran newspapers reported yesterday that the newspapers did not specify how many fingers each thief lost, but traditionally four fingers of one hand are severed. Ooh, I suppose that's where the expression light-fingered comes from. Dear, it's not really funny, but I dread to think what they'd do if you were caught being a flasher. Get him out of here. Right, let's have one of the dedications anyway, because I've got quite a lot to get through and I haven't done any yet. This is from Treaty Road in Hounslow, and it says, to Mr. Anderson Grovel. Always get first, these sort of letters. Next. Please could you play something for Dave Campbell, Andy Taylor, Lovely Angela, Kev Dalton, Darren, Fatty Stewart and Simon with the Clash t-shirt. I've got one or two of them. And as well as everybody at Hounslow FC, thanks from Richard Marvin, I think that is, or it could be Martin. I think it's Richard Marvin. And unfortunately, I haven't got any craft work in the programme, but hope you'll like this next track. Echo and the Bunnymen's new album is actually a triumph. It's called Heaven Up Here, and this is a track from it called The Promise.
Someone to know.
I promise, that really is excellent stuff from an excellent album called Heaven Up Here, Echo and the Bunnymen. And that, as we said, is for Dave Campbell, Andy Taylor, lovely Angela, Kev Dalton, Darren Fatty Stewart, Simon and Richard Marvin, and they all presumably come from the Hounslow area, also for everybody at Hounslow FC. I must tell you, I'd also like to dedicate that record to my girlfriend, actually. I wouldn't say my girlfriend is thin, but when she has a shower, she has to run around to get wet. But no, it's not really funny, because she really is thin. We first met in a snooker hall, and I thought she was a queue. Well, you see, she was wearing a light brown dress and a blue hat, and before I knew it, I chalked her and got a break of 87. No, actually, I'm exaggerating. It was a break of 81. Uptown Radio on 94.4 Stereo VHF. I could go on, but I won't. And our mailing address, if you'd like to write and complain, 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey. This is The Doors and Soul Kitchen.
Well, the clock said it's time to close now. I guess I better go.
That's The Doors and Soul Kitchen. Listen, what's your least favourite record of the moment? What's the record in the top 40 that you hate the most? The one I hate the most at the moment is that one about World of Sport. You know, she's got Dickie Davis eyes. Actually, I was thinking of organising a whip round to send some throat sweets to Kim Carnes. Her hair is hollow gold. Robert Blay has written to us from Grosvenor Road, St Albans, Hearts. And it's a nice little letter here. But amongst it, Robert asks, is he our furthest away listener, being that he comes from St Albans? And, well, I haven't actually got the compasses out, but we have actually, over the months, had a letter from somebody who picked us up in Southampton, but that was a one-off, I think. And also we've been heard in High Wycombe, and also down the other side of Gatwick Airport, so you can all get your maps out if you so desire, and decide whether that's the furthest away caller or writer or not. I noticed that 10 new words have been added to the Oxford English Dictionary this year, and the 10 new words are hatchback, kneecapping, ayatollah, biorhythm, bionic, skateboard, quango, eurodollar, poverty trap, and punk rock. Bit of a sign of the times, I suppose. This is UB40 from their new album Present Arms. This is an excellent track called 1 in 10, and we play this for Robert Blay of St Albans. One in 10 from UB40's excellent new album Present Arms. It is a great album. Actually, earlier I was telling you that my house is a bit damp. This is absolutely true, actually. Look, everybody's laughing here, but it's absolutely true. My house is very, very damp, but I didn't realise how bad things had got till the local rowing club started coming round to practice. Actually, it's quite a small house I've got. In fact, it's so small that when the postman pushes a letter in, we all have to jump out of the way. No, I'm not joking, really. I mean, God, my lounge is really pokey, you know. When I first moved in, I thought it was a secret passage. Okay, I'll stop now. Tom Robinson is largely known for sort of sloganeering and banner waving and sort of out, out, out. But this next track you might find reasonably surprising, and it's actually recorded live at the Amnesty International Secret Policeman's Ball. And you really must listen to the words, because they're really, really good. And I must play this for Beverly Althea Worrell, the divine Miss W, who is one of our greatest friends, and also for all of the Non-People Association and the Greenford Popular Front. Listen to the words on this, it's lovely. Silly not to.
Fighting with the kids on the fairground, caravans and TV masts, generating trucks and Alsatians, I've never seen you run so fast. Picking through the litter left afterwards for two shells in the grass. Found a pound note and the key ring. It's funny them days are past. Saturday flicks at the flea pit when we had the money to go. Always on the side of the outlaws and staying for the second show. Bonfires down at the bomb site and watching the embers glow. Candles and cake in the dugout bar, and it seems so long ago. 1967 seems so long ago. We was only 11, seems so long ago. Day return to South End Central, Nanny's little treat on the train. Martin, I could hardly stop laughing, 'cause every year it started to rain. Eating apples off the allotments, swapping cigarette cards, lending Fat Fred his train set and treading on his restaurant car. 1967 seems so long ago. We was only 11, seems so long ago. Now I don't wanna give up football, and I don't wanna settle down. Maybe there's life after 25, but I don't feel like sticking around. I don't wanna work in a garage, and I don't want my dreams to fold. Never wanna have to stop laughing, Martin, I'm terrified. Getting old, 1967 seems so long ago. 1967 seems so long ago.
Silly not to. That's Tom Robinson and 1967. Maybe there's life after 25. Well, I shall find out on the 29th of June. Cards welcome. Actually, I was reading the small ads in the New Musical Express this week. Well, nothing better to do, you know. And I came across this little gem. Phone numbers. How would you like Sally James's, Adam Ant's, or anyone else's phone number? Yes, then send name required with £1 plus 20p post and packaging. Search fee to Personality Promotions, 24 Cranbourne Street, London, WC2. And I thought, this is absolutely appalling. I mean, not so much an invasion of privacy, more blowing it to smithereens. I really think you've got to be the lowest of the low to promote that sort of a game. Really dreadful. However, if you'd like Bob Earl's home phone number, send a pound note to Terry Anderson, care of Uptown. No, only joking. He never answers the phone anyway. Actually, you've got more chance if you phone the saloon bar of the King's Arms, but that, as they say, is another story. But it's true, though. Bob's got his own phone line down the King's Arms. At about 10:15, they put the phone under the table, so it's easier for him to answer it.
You've left my ring by the soap, now is that love? You cleaned me out, you could say broke, now is that love? The better, better, better it gets, the more these girls forget that that is love. You won't get dressed, you walk about, now is that, is that? The teasing glance has pushed me out, now is that, is that? The tougher, tougher, tougher it gets, the more my lips frequent, now that is love. Beat me up with your letters, your walkout notes. Funny how you still find me right here at home. Legs up with a book and a drink, now is that love that's making you think? You caught my bluff, I'm not so hot, now is that love? My assets froze while yours have dropped, now is that, is that? It's a cupid, cupid, cupid disguise, the more or less survive, now that is love. Is that love? The more you cool down, the easier love is found. Now that is love.
Ah, scrape me off the ceiling. I really love that. But really sad to see that dropped out of the top 40 this week. It went down to about number 43. But I suppose it could still be a hit. I'm not sure, though. Actually, I wish I'd kept up that course on positive thinking. I went for 5 years, but couldn't make up my mind to keep going or not. Of course, we're heading for the heartlands of O-level time now. And we're getting a lot of letters from people saying, please play me something while I revise. And I've got plenty here, and I thought I'd spread them over the next record, do half before and half afterwards. But it reminded me actually of when I was doing my O levels 7 or 8 years ago now. I really brought disgrace upon myself by getting 7% in my religious knowledge mock O level, and that was probably for spelling my name right, but I did all right in the end actually. But here's a few dedications anyway. This next record is for Peter Clement. Good luck with the biology O level from Judith. Funny. Please play anything by Teardrop Explodes for Sarah, Susan, Maria, Tina, Kathy, and me is Julia Westcott of Hammersmith, and they've all got exams next week apparently. Dear Terry, I'll be listening to Uptown this week whilst desperately revising for my O-levels, so please play me something to cheer me up. That actually comes from Suzanne McCluskey of Feltham. So here's another track, Julian Cope on his Todd, and this is called Use Me.
This time we can see, this time can see defeat,
Julian Cope on a solo outing away from Teardrop Explodes, and that's called Use Me.
silly not to. And aside from the previously mentioned people, it's also for Patricia Campbell of East Road, St George's Hill in Weybridge. Uh-huh. Please say hello to me and all fellow O and A level sufferers. And finally, Stephen Cox from London Road, Twickenham. Hello to Rog, Paul, Snoop the Gadget, all fans of The Cure, and everybody doing O-levels this month. Also, actually, must like to play this next track, he says, stumbling furiously. I'd like to play it for everybody I met at a party at Topper Lindsay's last Tuesday. It was very well attended party, as always. Just a few friends and some people from an agency to make up the numbers. It was a bit of a quiet party, though. In fact, it was so quiet that at one point the phone rang and a chap with a weak heart had to be rushed to hospital. In case you're in any doubt whatsoever, you're with Uptown Radio on 94.4 Stereo VHF. This is Elvis Costello live at the Hope and Anchor. And from an album 217 Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong, this is called Walk, Don't Look Back. Don't look. That's Elvis Costello from an excellent album called 217 Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong. That was recorded live at the Hope and Anchor. And a song called You Better Walk. Don't Look Back. And let me tell you about our mailing address. Yes, let me do that. It's 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey, if you'd like a dedication on one of the programmes next week. And, Friday evening was quite funny because, we were sitting around, couldn't think of anything to do. I thought, well, what should we do? Shall I try and learn to crochet with my feet or anything else exciting? But then we decided to rush off to the Greyhound in Fulham and we went to see the Freshies. And actually, we doubled the audience. But the Freshies, of course, were the group that didn't have a hit with I'm In Love With A Girl from a Manchester Virgin Megastore checkout disc, and most certainly didn't have a hit with their most recent single called Wrap Up The Rockets, but I thought they were really good. Anyway, so we went down there, and oh dear, it was really embarrassing. I've never seen a band go down so badly in my life. They sort of went down like roast beef at a vegetarian dinner, a bit like an Uptown Radio roadshow, actually, but I was there clapping. True, and actually I felt like a seal, you know, so but when someone threw me a fish, no, that's being a bit silly, but no, I thought they were excellent, but it was so embarrassing because they were just sort of virtually thrown off stage after about three numbers. It appeared that their main point of the evening was to get off stage as quickly as possible, but never mind. Here's another one that I'd have with me on Desert Island Discs when I get asked. This is the Hollies, and I Can't Tell the Bottom from the Top. Sounds like my life all over, actually.
And every time I get to thinking, with every thought of you, I wanna shout aloud. And then I think about the love I had inside me, how you brought what's inside out. So now love's made it to the outside. I wanna tell the world of everything I found. Somehow your love released a spring wound up inside me. You turned my living upside down.
And I can't tell the bottom from the top. Am I standing on my head or on my heels? Is it cloudy? Is it bright? Is it day or is it night? Am I wrong or am I right? And is it real? Tell me where you learned the magic. Spell you used the day you made me fall. Baby, now I know that love is no illusion. I'm upside down but 10 feet tall.
On and on I drifted.
that's really neat. That's the Hollies, and I can't tell the bottom from the top. And that means it's almost time for me to leg it. And thousands cheer. Coming up next, the man to whom the social gaffe and faux pas have become a way of life. Yes, a man whose name is nearly an anagram of earlobe. And sneaking a final look at his Emperor Roscoe DJ book. It's like a Bible to us. The thinking man's Arthur Brownlow, Bob Earl, comes up next. Then still to come, a man whose name is a perfect anagram of Red Pansy Pilot. Yes, a man who can't do his programme till the lights are out and the candelabra are placed in position. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear your appreciation, please, for Lord Topper Lindsay. Tonight you'll be delighted to hear Topper is wearing his club jacket with its insignia of two monkeys. Actually, it's a nice jacket you've got there, Topper. Fits like a glove. Pity it doesn't fit like a jacket. Uptown Radio, care of 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey, is our mailing address. I'm off now, and I'll see you next week, hopefully at 7. Have a good week, and remember, don't take things too seriously. I'm going to leave you with something old and scratchy, just like me.
The day has come behind me. Just took the ground from beneath me. And as the evening breaks my fall, I'll just sit a while. Guess I'm just a bit lonely, just a little bit lonely. The fire falls, surprise me. Tired eyes search blindly, simple meaning lost its way for another day. Guess I'm just a bit lonely, just a little lonely. The sound of silence brings me near. Twilight sheds a tear, and I hate to see you go away. Hate to see you go.
When you are an uptown king or a downtown king, all you got to do is swing.
To speak, welcome aboard DC 10 flight number 1313. We will be cruising at a height of 25,000 feet and airspeed of 600 miles per hour. Headphones will be provided on request for a varied program of in-flight music. Have a good flight.
Bubble! Yes, and about this time last night, I was watching television. The national team, that's what they call it. Roll on the cricket season, that's what I say, really.
Oh, baby. can't just get over you. I'll take it. Then again, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll find somebody else. Maybe I will cry my life
nice is that, I think. Message of Peace, and if bit of a trendy title for a band, I think, but nonetheless well worth listening to, I think.
You are strictly rock as I am.
That's true, Jenny.
Yeah.
Well, once again, welcome on in to the wonderful second hour here on Uptown Radio 94.4 megahertz. Back to mono, I think, rather, this evening. And as usual, it's changeover time. And once again, it's a very good evening.
Hello.
Fairy Anderson.
Yeah, how insulting.
Still, I gather you watched the football as well last night.
Yes, through my hands, yeah.
That's right, National Front holidays abroad sort
yeah,
of thing
as well. Bizarre.
This is it. I'm going to watch the cricket, I think.
Yes.
All this summer.
Far more intelligent, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately it'll probably rain all summer, but still. Anyway, thanks to you, Al. Very interesting stuff. And as usual, I listened to only the last 5 minutes.
Yes.
But of
with
course.
With care, though.
With care, with great care. Mm-hmm. Anyway, mind you, you are becoming, through your work, the interior designer of noted acclaim.
Of course, yeah.
How is work going?
Oh, wonderful.
You are a real artisan.
Oh, yes. Of the highest order.
A
yeah.
Skilled craftsman.
Yes, I would say so. Yeah.
Would you say your work is becoming well known, actually?
Oh, very. Yes,
should be.
Renowned.
Yeah. Should be with the trademark of Royal Dalton. Oh, dear. Well, we try hard. So do we. Football players. This is Listening Wind. And Talking Heads.
Thank you.
Band they are, Talking Heads, from the album Remain in Light, Listening Wind. Sounds like a curry house, but still, welcome to the programme that brought you the worst aspects of radio broadcasting, because on 94.4 MHz, in glorious mono to London and the suburbs, this is Uptown Radio. If you're an old codger, you'll probably even remember the film that went with it. That's the Fantastic Beatles from the Magical Mystery Tour. And it says he's looking away furiously to see what he actually played. It's of course called the Magical Mystery Tour. I was actually looking for the fat woman's name that played Ringo's auntie, and of course she was Jessie Robins. I just thought you might be interested in that. But on the programme, until around 9 o'clock-ish, we've got another edition of Carbolic, a kind of parody. This week, P.L. Agrist, having accepted his fate for eternal castigation, now offers, in this week's edition, A Day in the Life of God. Hearing is believing. And also be announcing the winners to the competition at around about 20 minutes to 9 o'clock. But first, the man with the toupee.
must have loved each other once, but that was many years ago. And by the time I came along, things were already going wrong. I felt the pain of their pretense, the side they tried hard not to show. But through the simple eyes of youth, it wasn't hard to see the truth. And in the end, nobody wins when love begins to fall apart. And it's the innocence you made from broken dreams get in the way. The game begins, the game nobody wins. They must have loved each other once before the magic slipped away. Their life became a lie. What love remained began to die. I used to hide beneath the sheet. I prayed that time would find a way. But with the passing of years, I watched it laugh and turn to tears. And in the end, nobody wins. But people change as time goes by. Some feelings grow while others die. But if we learn what we see and face the truth while we still can, then though the passion may be gone, some kind of love can still live on.
Elton John, the man that put new meaning into the expression grow your own. And that's Nobody Wins. Rather good, that. I like the French version as well, but then again, of course, you have to listen to French radio stations. I've got a letter here that was sent in to us this week, and it's absolutely enormous piece of paper. It's about 2 foot squared of a texture of corporation roll paper, and it's from 58 Firsdown Road, Belmont, which is in Sutton in Surrey. And Andrew McCloy wrote in saying, "Dear Bob Earl, great show." Well, thank you very much indeed, Andrew. And he'd like to say hello to Izzy Grunt Becker and a few other people that go by the name of Brian, Nelly, Bumble and Buddha, which of course probably good friends to his. And like a few posters, which of course I'll be sending off in the post to you sometime during the week. If anyone else would like to write to us, I'll be giving out the mailing address between now and nine-ish, the emphasis on ish.
I don't care what they think if you're leaving.
Smokey Robinson, and what's it called again?
Being With You.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay. Just keeping him on his toes. In France, they have one or two laws, I understand. In fact, they have quite a few laws in France. But they call their anniversaries for laws by the actual name of the law for the certain day, I think, if I can pronounce that, get that one correctly. So on a certain wedding day in England, in France, they're celebrating Stick No Bills Day. Yeah, so I think in future I'm going to know it or describe it as Stick No Bills Day, Bank Holiday Essential. And after the Undertones, we're going to have another edition of Carbolic, a kind of parody. P.L. Agrist and A Day in the Life of God. That's the undertones. It's going to happen. Yes, it certainly is, because it's time once again for another edition of Carbolic, a kind of parody. And P.L. Agrist this week looks at a day in the life of God. Staying awake, as I do all the time, I have always found it very difficult to go to sleep. Nevertheless, when I get up, the first thing I like to do is read the Times. I turn at once to the obituaries to see who I should be expecting for lunch. Lunch last week was very interesting indeed. I had John Wayne, Winston Churchill, and Victor Sylvester, who kept us all amused with his tales of a life spent in what I gather is called show business. After breakfast, I potter down into my study, a modest little room occupying only four galaxies and constructed of some exceedingly rare materials and some agreeable little white clouds. I cannot wait to hear what Lord Clark has to say about them when he gets up here, if he does. I spent the morning listening to messages that have been left overnight on the answer phone, mainly appeals for guidance, help and so forth. I thank myself there are less of these than there used to be. I am told I don't have quite the following I used to have. Someone once said that I move in a mysterious way. I've always thought that of the many things that have been said of me, this is one of the more percipient. I've never bothered with food, so at lunchtime I just look in on my latest batch of guests to see how they are faring. Today there are only seven of them. I gather that none of the other 27,562,421 applicants were accepted. Now it is time for me to have my daily visit from the gifted team who are working on plans for my next production, the so-called Day of Judgment. Signor Michelangelo shows me some rough sketches from the opening scenes when mountains dissolve, oceans boil over, and that sort of thing. I'm not sure that the background music by Signor Verdi is quite tasteful enough. All that brass. However, I've taken quite a shine to the funny little American with a cigar called DeMille, who wanders around saying, "Geez, this is just like the way I thought it would look." However, all in all, it is a pretty lonely business up here, and I sometimes wonder whether it is all worthwhile. But I like to think I do some good in the world just by being here. That was another edition of Carbolic Biting the Dust, P.L. Agrist looking at a day in the life of God. What did you think of it? Oh dear, completely unimpressed.
Where only showbiz loses, we're the dandy highwaymen.
still trying to work out what diddly farquhar means, but it's beyond me. But then, of course, I had an informal education. I was looking in the papers during the week, and there was an interesting little article about UFOs, and in this article there was this woman called Margaret Fry, who lived in Bexley Heath, and she reckons to have seen the grand total of 32 flying saucers. She claims one nearly landed on her head. But what caps it for me is that she claims to have seen 9 UFOs buzzing over Hyde Park one bank holiday. And there were lots of people there, she said. An actual quote, nobody else saw a thing. I don't know whether to believe her or not, actually, when people come out and say, UFO nearly landed on my head, the flying the other day sort of thing. This sort of thing could happen quite a lot at Waterloo Station. People walk up to you and say strange things like UFO landed on my head the other day. Sort of reminiscence of the nutter on the bus, if you've ever known anything about Jasper Cowart. Margaret Fry, though, I wouldn't doubt her at all, actually, but she probably invites people around for Valium mornings. Jam, Funeral Pyre. I understand that's getting quite popular. I don't understand these trends today. I'm getting far too old for this sort of thing. I had a letter from Beverly Wall this week. Yet another letter disproving the fact that there's a shortage of paper in the world today. And it's absolutely enormous. Thank you very much indeed, Beverly. I've just been wading through it. And rather than read out the entire thing, which would be like a letter from Greenford, and you'd have to take over an entire day of radio full broadcasting to get over that one, she asks, could we play Looking for Clues by Robert Palmer, which we certainly shall. And also I think Terry will be answering your questions and sending you back even nastier questions in return. Beverly goes on to say, it's the first record she ever heard on Uptown Radio on that fateful day. You ain't kidding.
It's crazy, but I'm frightened by the sound of the telephone. Oh.
I wouldn't say it's hot in this studio at the moment, but I'm dabbing my forehead gently with a little scented piece of tissue. Eau de Cologne. Robert Palmer looking for clues, especially for our number one listener, fan, and superb crawler, Beverly Wall. Thank you very much for your letter, Beverly. Also play that one for Dave Littler in For Long Acre Court, Argyle Road in Ealing. And he wrote to us during the week, and he's entered the competition, and you haven't won, I'm afraid, pal. But if you have entered the competition, I shall be giving out the name and the address of the winner after the next track. And of course you can write off to her and ask her for 4% of the prize if you want, because if you remember, the one of the prizes for the competition was a packet of breakfast cereal of your choice. So the answers to that coming up in just a few minutes' time.
It's Sunday evening, and in the streets walks the desperate figure of a man on the search for real ale. The name that's on the lips of every terrified barmaid, Bob Earl. Through the streets he walks. A window opens. The landlord's wife peeps out. Does she say, "Come in, my husband's away"? No. She pulls on a lever. A trapdoor opens.
I noticed there were a lot of lambs around at this time of year, springing merrily around in the meadows. That's a good thing about lambs, actually. They're very adaptable, especially they need to be adaptable in our weather conditions. But lambs can actually hang out in most sorts of conditions, like a freezer. Double portion for me. Jealous and
Chariots of Fire. I understand that record's very popular in Egypt, actually. If you listen to Simon Bates, you know what I mean. I think it's paid for by the Egyptian government. It's compulsory viewing. Simon Bates, I've heard that name before. It's related to Carol Bates, I think, the Welk fellow in Gloucestershire or somewhere. But enough of that carping. I'm not jealous at all. Right, I was running this competition where I gave you a series of initials over the preceding couple of eons, and I said hello last week to everyone who'd written in at the time. And the winner eventually turned out to be Sue Davis. She lives in Milmerran, which is in Miles Lane, Cobham in Surrey. And her entry was quite good. She had a total of about 108 words. So I think if you didn't enter in, you could have got more than that. Well, hard luck, because Sue wins herself a couple of Upturn Radio badges, a couple of Upturn Radio posters, and she wants a packet of Shreddies, because she only eats Shreddies for breakfast, it says here. Very liberal upbringing, I suppose. Probably doesn't like spinach either. No, I don't. Anyway, she looks forward to receiving her breakfast goodies, actually, and I hope you wear the badge all the time, especially when you go out at night.
To get mugged. That's an inducement to get mugged, if ever I heard.
Yes. Anyway, I'll be writing to you, Sue Davis, within the next 7 days, if I can get round to it. Have the stenographer in. Anyway, she says she's never had her name read out on the radio before, and that would be an added bonus. Sue Davis, Sue Davis, Sue Davis, Sue Davis, Sue Davis. We do try and please.
What's her name again?
yes, Georgina. No, Sue Davis. Well done. Very intelligent, you must be. I'm not too sure whether I like her or not. She couldn't remember my name.
Mama, you, McCartney and Wings and Band on the Run. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Uptown Radio, care of 134 Eastworth Road, which is in Chertsey, and that's in the county of Surrey. Uptown Radio, care of 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey. And a young girl called Karen, who lives in 28 Mulgrave Road in Ealing in London, well, that's how she spells it, wrote to us during the week. And she writes, "Dear Bob Girl," sort of really ingratiates herself into my heart. And she sent me one or two objects from Jackie magazine, like a little badge with "I'm a Jackie Girl" written on it, which is well worth having. Thank you very much indeed, Karen. And she's also sent me a little plastic fly and also a little round object which has a bit bitten out of it, and she writes, "Whatever that may be," and it reminds me actually of a plastic Kruger end, but we won't go on about that. As I say, this is Uptown Radio, and at 9 o'clock tonight-ish,
it's that magic moment. You're walking on a sun-kissed beach. The air is filled with her perfume. Your eyes meet. Your hands touch. You reach out and turn on the radio.
Oh no, it's Topper Lindsay!
Turn it off!
Right, folks, turn it off! Oh my god! The heavy metal sounds at 9 o'clock tonight. Karen also wrote in her letter, actually, that the only reason she listens to the programme, or Zit, as she calls it, because she finds it far easier than imitating a kangaroo, especially if it's learning to tie a granny knot. Well, we really appeal to a certain section of society. ones they let out over the weekend, I fear.
Susie and the Banshees and Christine. I've been pawing through several copies of national daily newspapers over the week, and there was a nice article, actually it was completely tasteless, about a bibliophile, Patrick Kearney, and he's just spent 7 years poring over the collection of pornography at the British Museum Library, and he's actually having a book made up of it, and the book, when published, is going to, and I quote, serious students of pornography, and I can think of a few, I can tell you. Anyway, it seems the British Museum has been collecting erotica since Victorian times, actually. They've kept it hidden in case anybody from Pet of the Month or anything went round and nicked it, actually. I was wondering if they have back copies of Spanking Fun.
When you are an uptown king or a downtown king, all you got to do is swing.
Actually, a friend of mine went out with a former Pet of the Month from, I think it was Mayfair magazine, the name of Kim, actually, and it's all lies what they say about these girls, because over the centre spread it said she likes Nat King Cole and jazz. We knew for a fact she really enjoyed Blondie and things like that. Knew someone that went around knocking off lorries in the King's Road as well, actually. This is all true. Really nice. Made me, ham sandwich once. So. Thought you might want to know. Still got the pictures. What a tasteless programme. We got something clean and wholesome at 9 o'clock tonight. The Mustachioed Self-Styled Lord. Sinceros and disappearing, which is what I'm about to do.
Bob Earl, much less bother than a hover.
Well, buckaroonies, that's your lot for another week. Stand by for the self-styled Lord, Topper Lindsay. And he's somewhat maudlin this week, actually. It's known as sulking, really, because he hasn't had that invitation in the post. He's very upset. And what capped it all for him was that the only invitation he's had so far this week was for a Tupperware party. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the last hour. This is Uptown Radio. My name's Bob Earl, and I shall be back next week at 8 o'clock. So for me, it's a good evening, and hope you can join us again next week. Cheerio.
Bob Earl.
And too bad that once again I would start off by saying thanks to Terry Addison and Bob Earl, well, I did, and if you bet on that, you won yourself probably a pound note. And if I look like the cat who's just eaten the cream, well, that's true. One of our engineers had his birthday today, which was his 26th, and we've been having cream cakes all round. Enjoy, nice they were. Naughty, but nice. And Topper, track trucking until 10 o'clock. Versatile Vinyl Vibes, Girls' School, Stranglers, Kiss, Rolling Stones, and The Tubes all over the next hour on a programme that doesn't have a money-back, if in not entirely satisfied, guarantee. And tonight I should be asking those questions if the Electric Light Orchestra and Van de Graaff generator played a benefit gig in a war-torn country, would it help to defuse the situation, or would it spark off further trouble? And does Basil Brush's car go brum brum and to make a clean sweep, which I think we better? This is Steve Harley.
Must have known that it was Easter. There, for a while, in your smile, I could see Mexico blood. Say this is true, I was a teaser. There were a thousand man-eaters. Exchange for pasitas. Man, it was hard not to laugh out loud. I couldn't believe the size of the crowd. You must have fooled them into coming. Wow, there were women and children too. They would have hanged us if they knew. I know for certain inside just think it's a hot thing. You are the king for the party. Man, it was mean, it was mean. Man, it was mean. Remember the time, what a time we had doubt in Barcelona, and you've been slaying babies. There, for a time, I was fooled by your disguises, but I never thought of smashing rules. You wore the yellow bandana. Gave out heavenly manner. Then in Amsterdam you were perfect fun. You never let on you had a gun. And then you shot that Spanish dancer. The speed at which we ran for a mile or two, they would have crucified us if they knew. I know for certain inside just think it's a hot thing. We only killed for the party. Man, it was mean, it was mean. Man, it was mean. You think you're important and clever, I'll tell you now where that's at. You can be this way forever and ever. Sooner or later you'll fall. Man, show me something I've never seen. You're only real in your dream machine. And all your games a little drastic. Just throw me out if I get obscene. But that's the way that I've always been. I think I know for certain inside just think it's a hot thing. We're only living a party. Man, it was me, it was me. Man, it was me.
Thank you.
again with Robin's Radio Respirator, plugged in until 10. From an oldie single to a current one. Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel from the album The Best Years of Our Lives, and Mr. Raffles. It's about 1974, which takes me back a while to the time that Steve was having hit singles, and you might be pleased to know that eventually Judy Teen, who is now quite grown up, eventually married Sebastian, and Mr. Soft is now collecting his old age pension. And then Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from the new album, which is called Hard Promises, the current single, The Waiting.
Robin Lindsay.
Yes, it certainly is. If you've just entered the door marked Arrivals, welcome to Uptown Radio, the station that's a terminus for ears. And our studio still needs lots and lots of photographs. If anybody's got any photographs of themselves that they'd like to send to us, we've been on about this for some little while now. Doesn't necessarily need to be a photograph of yourself, can also be a photograph of your pet rabbit, dog, cat, or whatever. We've got lots and lots of space here on the studio looking around me. We've got a few photographs and a few cuttings already, but there's still lots of space to getting quite a few more, then I'll be giving that address out later on. Meantime, back to the classroom for female groups. Come on, let's go. This is Girls' School. Well, Kelly and Company escaping from the scene of the accident from the album Hit and Run. Come on, let's go. That's Guild Score. The first piece from the Daily Mail tonight. A Sacramento gardener who pumped 5 shots into his lawnmower when it would not start was charged with malicious damage to a lawnmower and fined $65. And I bet he had some cunning remarks to say to the person who grassed on him. Here's the Stranglers back a year or so with the single Straighten Out. You try telling that to a bendy toy.
And the first commandment reads that human flesh and blood is sacred until there is no more food.
The break of day has come, I see the cracks have just begun to line the walls. Line the walls.
Very nice summer of 1977, well, it was in parts anyway. The Stranglers and Straighten Out, and I can remember going down with Bob Earl to Southend on a bank holiday Monday. We were being in the pub actually at lunchtime, quite a usual thing for us to do, and we'd only decided about 2 o'clock just to pop down to Southend for something to do. And I think everywhere we went during the afternoon, anywhere that was open, well, most places were open, it was a bank holiday Monday, on the pier and along the promenade, everywhere they seemed to be playing that disc and creating Sunday Night Sizzle on 94.4. This is Uptown Radio, and those programmes to look forward to next week, next Sunday, All Things Come in 3 at 7, Supper Time Special at Abigail's Party with Terry Anderson at 8, The Man Who Looked in the Dictionary to see if Abundance really was a disco for rabbits, and thought Lightning Records was a reference book on thunderstorms, Bob Earl, and I shall be back at 9 o'clock with another edition that's similar to the programme that you're hearing tonight, Claws to the Ready. This is the Tigers of Pantang.
Hey!
Have you ever wondered how does a sheep keep warm in winter? Central bleating. The Tigers of Pantang, and from the album Spellbound and Tiger Bay. Very good article in Sounds this week on the Tigers of Pantang, which shows you just some of the tribulations that the band can go through when the sound isn't quite right. In fact, it's rather grotty, and there's just no audience reaction either. Very good article in this week's Sounds. A rather good quote from Robert Thripp, I thought. I think rock musicians feel an affinity with strippers, go-go dancers, and hookers, that you put something very dear to yourself on the line for the public. I feel in a very similar situation tonight, in a sort of other limited context, in so much as everything seems to be going wrong. We seem to have one or two equipment breakdowns tonight, plus of course a breakdown for me as well. I'm just waiting for the cup of coffee to go over, and that's really going to top it, I think. And this is a track from the greatest band in the world. I haven't played them on the programme for a few weeks. Must rectify that situation over the next couple of months. This is Kiss. From the album Dynasty, I Was Made for Loving You.
You were
Still think they're the greatest band in the world. Kiss, they are from the album Dynasty, and I Was Made for Loving You, which was also a former single, which did absolutely nothing at all. There was a rather good story this week in the Daily Express, can't remember which day it was, but one of the days this week, about a lady who does modelling with a difference. She does her modelling 70 foot down in the Caribbean, and she models evening dresses, that type of thing, and I thought that was a rather novel idea, and I wondered perhaps if next year's Paris fashion show will be held in the River Seine. This is Uptown Radio 94.4. I'm Topper Lindsay, here until 10 o'clock tonight, and this is Whitesnake with the title track from Come and Get It. Particular band thoroughly deserve the recognition and the success they're receiving at the moment. An album I've been playing over the last few weeks on Uptown, Whitesnake, and the title track from the album, Come and Get It. Saw this little piece in the paper I thought was rather interesting. The United States Navy has discovered what may prove to be the fastest and cheapest method of recovering training torpedoes. They are two whales who eat 80 pounds of fish a day and can dive deeper than porpoises. This is the Rolling Stones from the 1976 album Black and Blue and Crazy Mama.
Shotgun
Jagger and Friends, Rolling Stones from the album Black and Blue, and Crazy Mama. I'm quite pleased that I don't have one of those. Yes, I do have a mother, but she's not crazy. Well, no more crazy than most mothers. And I can't help thinking that even before the season kicks off again, that there's been quite a lot of transfer activity this week. I think particularly took a personal interest in obviously Clive Allen switching from Palace back to QPR. And I can't help thinking that the people that go to see football every week, like I was until quite recently, have no say in actually who comes and who goes from the club or any of the top line decisions. They're all sort of made above everybody's head, while the people that actually support the club, put money over the counter or through the turnstiles as it were, have no particular say in what goes on and have to put up with very, very poor facilities in quite a lot of clubs actually that look quite nice from the outside. If you go there or you have a cup of coffee or just going inside, it can be quite an eye-opener, to say the least. I think one of the marvellous things about portable radios is that I get everywhere on a Sunday night. I get into bedrooms, kitchens, bathrooms, living rooms, and even dumped down in the garage. Who said that the garage was probably the best place for this programme anyway? This is Robin's Radio Relay on 94.4, a show that definitely doesn't have the backing of the Noise Abatement Society. This is a record from Australia, a group from Australia, they're called Rose Tattoo, played a track from their album last week, the same again tonight from the album Rock and Roll Outlaws, and this is Bad Boy for Love. If you've ever seen a picture of that band, you'll know why they're called Rose Tattoo. Because they've got tattoos all over the place. From Australia, that's Rose Tattoo from the album Rock and Roll Outlaws and Bad Boy for Love. I'm not going to bore you with stories of football tonight, but there is no truth in the rumour that Bob Earl is to take over as manager of Manchester United. Can you imagine Bob Earl taking over at Man United? Eh? It could be quite something, actually. You will score 3 goals today, pal, won't you? This is Uptown Radio 94.4. Robin Lindsay until 10 o'clock. I haven't given out the address yet, so we'll rectify that situation straight away. Your letters are always appreciated. Love hearing from you. Can I say more? It's 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey. That's Uptown Radio, care of 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey. And perhaps you might fancy a Chinese takeaway. This is The Tubes and Shushi Go. From the very difficult pronunciation to do album, Completion Backward Principle. Choose from the Completion Backward Principle. I said it right that time. And let's go Sushi Girl. Just in case you're not in touch, Uptown Radio is broadcasting every Sunday from 7 until 10 p.m. Terry Anderson at 7, Bob Earl at 8, and I shall always be here at 9. Well, until they kick me off. Or perhaps I might be sold for £1 million. I don't think so, somehow. This is 10cc from the live album Live and Let Live and the Wall Street Shuffle.
A favourite of ours. I hope it's one of yours. It goes something like this.
Do the Wall Street Shuffle. Hear the money rustle. Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel the sterling crumble. You need a yen to make a buck if you wanna make money. You need the luck to make a buck if you wanna be petty. Watch out.
Money for the Wall Street.
Got
Greenbacks to tumble. Never do. Recorded June and July 1977, 10cc from the album Live and Let Live and the Wall Street Shuffle.
It's that magic moment. You're walking on a sun-kissed beach. The air is filled with her perfume. Your eyes meet. Your hands touch. You reach out and turn on the radio.
Oh no, it's Topper Lindsay!
Turn it off and crash it! Turn that down!
Who said this programme was loud? This is Uptown Radio 94.4. I'm Topper Lindsay, yes indeed. The noisiest programme on the radio, reputably, but not always so, because his next album, I think, epitomises particularly the record scene in America at the moment, and I think it was almost inevitable that this particular album should be at number one for so long, considering that over in America at the moment, they don't recognise heavy metal as such, but I think this album is really beautiful. REO Speedwagon from High Infidelity, and Don't Let Him Go.
Yes, sir.
Yes, a truly wonderful album, REO's B-Wagon there from the album High Infidelity, and Don't Let Him Go. And I think we've got just about time for a little bit of this as well. Keep on loving you.
Seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you laid still in the grass.
They are sometimes pronounced REO Speedwagon. Who cares? That's still a beautiful single from High Infidelity, REO Speedwagon, and Keep On Loving You. And that, I think, just about is enough for tonight. But there's more Wavelength Wonders next Sunday at 7, a show described in the trade as an earful of Anderson, and people with 3 ears especially delighted, Terry Anderson, until 8 o'clock, and then it's Bob Earle, boisterous, humorous, cutting, real dynamite. Well, that's what they said about Andy Pandy. What would you say about Bob Earle? Catch him at 8 and find out, and I shall be back at 9. Book early for a good seat and join us on 94.4 next Sunday at 7. The final reminder for the mailing address is Uptown Radio, care of 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey. That's Uptown Radio, care of 134 Eastworth Road, Chertsey in Surrey. I'm Topper Lindsay, wishing you all that you wish yourselves for the coming week. Hope it's a goodie. Somewhat probably dependent on the weather. Hope it's nice weather as well. That's probably too much to hope for. Going out tonight from the album Bad for Good, this is Jim Steenman, and Rock and Roll Dreams Come Through. Until next week, good night.
You can run away forever, but there's nothing
that really is taking us out. Jim Steenman from the album Bad for Good and Rock and Roll Dreams come through. As you've guessed by the instrumental, this is Uptown Radio on 94.4, or very soon will be. And I noticed that Prince Charles was in Twickenham last Thursday because they celebrated their 9,000th anniversary. Or was it 900? It was one of the two. And he didn't get quite as far as this part of the world. I wonder whether we'd have invited him for a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or something. Don't suppose he would have sent me a piece of wedding cake anyway. Until next Sunday, this is Uptown Radio on 94.4. Don't forget to tune in for Terry Anderson at 7, Bob Earl at 8, and Tobba Lindsay,
that's me,
at 9 next week. And this time, I really am going to say good night. Good night.
Check out with jamming and ting. Love is all I bring in my car.